Cynthia Lewis worked for Burger King for most of her adult life, plus a year in high school.
I worked for Burger King 25 years, and I love every day of it. Just coming, you know, not just because of the money, but just the people and working, you know, working.
Her last 3 years with the company were here at the Burger King in Miami Shores. A year and a half ago, this is where she was when something felt off.
All of a sudden, I just started feeling sick. And I said, what's going on? And then I started sweating, and then my stomach, like, I had gas.
After sitting down for a while, she tried to stand up, but her knees hurt too much. She left early that day and hasn't been able to go back to work since.
They miss me. I miss them, you know. I just hope and pray if I, you know, if I can come back here when I get well, I'll be glad to come back.
Cynthia's joints still hurt all the time. She used to have health insurance with Burger King, but after a while, she decided not to re-enroll. She says it was too expensive for what she was getting.
Now she needed insurance, but because she has no income, she couldn't get help from the government.
It just defies logic.
Miriam Harmatz is a health law attorney at Florida Legal Services.
Typically, assistance programs start with the people earning less, getting more, and as you get more income, you get less assistance. And you've got this shocking anomaly where the poorest people get nothing.
So let's talk about what Harmatz means when she says it defies logic. The popular description of Medicaid is that it's health insurance for the poor.
But in fact, it's not. It's health insurance for the so-called worthy poor, parents with dependent children, pregnant women, and the disabled. And within each of those groups, it gets really complicated, but here's some examples.
In a family of four, the most the parents can make to qualify for Medicaid in Florida is just under $8,500. Single parent, one kid, making $6,000 a year, that's too much for Medicaid. Single, no dependent kids, and not disabled, no matter how little you make, no Medicaid.
And that's Cynthia's situation. When enrollment started for Obamacare in 2013, she thought she had her answer, and she was really excited.
I kept on calling because people were telling me that I can get it. And I kept telling them, I say, well, they told me I can't get it. They said, no, you can get it. So I called again.
She thought something had to be wrong, that they didn't know what they were talking about. In the end, she tried three times.
So you mean to tell me I don't work all my life and I can't get no Obamacare, no kind of insurance? Something wrong with that picture.
The reason Cynthia was denied is that in Florida, really only part of Obamacare was ever rolled out. Here's how it was originally supposed to work. The federal government would help people pay for health insurance, people who made just above poverty level and up to four times that much. For those who fell below that, they were supposed to get Medicaid.
But that never happened because Florida is one of 22 states that has chosen not to expand its Medicaid program. So Cynthia and hundreds of thousands of others fall into this gap where they don't get Medicaid and they don't qualify for subsidies. A few months ago, an ad on the bus stop in front of Cynthia's apartment was switched to a huge bright yellow ad for Obamacare.
And I look at it all the time. Obamacare, you can get Obamacare. And you ain't got to be working, you know, because that's what it was all about at first. And all of a sudden, you get there, people say, and you got to have some kind of income. That's not what y'all said in the beginning.
A year and a half after that day in Burger King when her joint started hurting, she still doesn't know what's wrong with her.
And really, she just wants to get better enough to go back to work. I'm Wilson Sayre.
And I'm Daniel Chang in Miami.